big kia ora, kō roa to our two guests. Nicola Nix Adams left jail 2 years ago in Australia, returning home to Aotearoa to rebuild her life after she lost a child, turned to drugs and pain. Her husband left with their other two children. She made a Facebook video as a way to reconnect with her family as she climbed out of this personal hell. And her hard case personality and sharp tongue won her a heap of fans. More than 200,000 people follow her Facebook page, Cooked Whānau Kōrero with Nix. She's got a new venture underway now with comedian Pio Tere. He has a new show on Māori TV called Tere Tonight. It's been likened to something of a Kiwi version of Graham Norton, with interviews, people on the sofa coming into chat, live performances as well. There's a bit of Letterman in there as well. Pio, of course, a veteran broadcaster on our screens. So anyway, Nix goes along as a guest and special things happen. Pio is with us in the Tamaki Makaurau Auckland studio. Kia ora, Pio.
Tēnā koe, good morning.
And Nix is in the Hamilton studio. Kia ora, Nix.
Hi.
And kia ora e te whānau, as Nix would say. Welcome, everybody. Are you guys becoming mates? Are you just finding a bit of magic happening since meeting each other professionally? Pio, go first.
I'm just thinking back to the time we sort of met and had lunch. I actually saw Nix on Marae. There was a story done on... good morning, Nix, by the way.
Good morning.
She was... and I had a look at her story and I just loved her tenacity and her vulnerability and her honesty. And she was mentioned as somebody that we should get on our show a couple of weeks before. But, yeah, then we had lunch together and we sort of... You know, we spent an hour together and we sort of promised to... I says, look, mate, here's the deal. We work hard, we have some fun and we look after each other and I won't let you down. And that's pretty well how the relationship started.
Nix, it began, the professional collaboration began with you appearing as a guest on the show. What did you make of the invitation in the first instance?
Oh, I nearly died. Because, you know, I got a private message asking if I was keen to collaborate with Peel, and I was like, the Peel, you've got to be joking. So that was just a vibe, I couldn't believe that. And then when I met him, had to kind of maintain my excitement and starstruck. And that was initially, that was to do some sketches with the two cows and things like that. So I was excited about that. And then going on stage and, I love him, eh? And even now, just being honest, I was a little bit nervous. I think I was just dry reaching not even 1 minute ago. And then I just heard Peel on the other side there and I'm all good to go now. So... yeah, I think just having him there or being around him or even just hearing his voice just makes everything 10 times easier for me, so it's awesome.
You have got a courage in you. What's the Māori word I'm looking for, Pio, please?
It is kaha. It is, you know, Maya is brave and kaha is, you know, and it's one of those awesome Māori Pākehā words, you know, that our Pākehā whānau use as well. You know, even in Christchurch when the earthquakes hit, I saw all these little blonde kids with kia kaha. So, yeah, Nix has got that. And it's a huge leap for Nix. I mean, she's this hard-case Māori girl from up the road in Hokianga, because I'm from just down the road.
Don't forget good-looking there.
Oh, totally, totally. Actually, I forgot my notes. She's stunning, typical, stunning, beautiful Māori woman. And this is a huge leap. You know, she's in her car talking to her phone. Next minute, we've got a live audience, a live band, and people running around with things in their ears. And it's a big leap. And I remember I said to you, I think it was a couple of days ago, Nix, that, man, I think I was more nervous than you when I started. But we're getting a lot of support from that whānau at Māori TV. And if you support people, you get the best out of them.
I think I learn more about you maybe, Nix, though, from watching what you do on Facebook. And this is where it all started, because you are interacting in real time with whoever pops up and comments on Facebook, and you interact with Aroha, and you also have got a quick retort for the pains and the pains in the A, you know, and you deal with that with humour and with compassion. Did it become like what did Facebook become from you, become for you when you began reaching up again and saying, I am going to get my life back on track? Like,
it became my counselling.
Yeah.
My counselling session. I tried to do the counselling thing when I first made, well, let's be real, when I got out of jail, I tried to do the counselling thing, and for me personally, it didn't work. Went in there, took a little while, took 20 minutes for me to build the courage to open those doors to the trauma. And then I finally opened those doors, and then just as it was starting to flow and I was starting to unpack everything, you know, the lady stood up, looked at her watch and said, oh, sorry, we're going to have to shut the doors to that. And because our time's up, and I thought, oh, what am I supposed to do now? You know, I've brought out all this trauma and things, and you've actually given me no tools on how to deal with it. And now you're sending me out the office. So when I turned to Facebook, I was able to unload, and I could go as long as I felt. And it was actually those on the other side of the, you know, the live stream that were commenting, and they were actually helping me out giving me tips and tricks on how to deal with my trauma and things like that. And I just found I was getting a lot more help from doing that and unloading and gathering, you know, tips and that from whānau that were watching me all over the world than I ever did by going into this this counselling office.
The dreaded 50 minutes time's up.
Was that in Australia? Sorry to interrupt. Was that in Australia, Nick?
Yeah, okay.
Pio, I know you see a lot in Nix, but you see talent in her as a performer as well. And when you look at how she interacts with her audience, it's real, isn't it? It's that authenticity, but there's layers of ability to connect that you can see in the way she connects with her Facebook audience, yeah?
Yeah, totally. I mean, Nix, you know, I was just thinking about the science of Nix. You know, women are, you know, I need to be careful here, but...
Well, too late.
You know, too late.
You've got a couple
so
of...
So complex, man. Too late. Where's that spade? I'm digging myself.
You've opened the door there, Peel.
Yeah, it's always open, kid. Hey, but yeah, it's so complex, yeah. Sorry, what was the question?
What you see in her, obviously she's real in her social media connection with people. It's real, coming from the heart. But there's talent in that as well, isn't it? Like, as a communicator.
There's incredible talent.
It's easy to see how people respond to her.
Yeah, well, the thing is with Nix and many, many, many people around the world, she stood at the black door, okay? When you grieve like Nix, when you've, and a lot of people in our country have been to the black door. You know what I mean by the black door? Just at the end of your road, the only way is to go up, and you dig deep. You dig deep, and all these beautiful things come out, and, you know, and it takes a lot of courage. The other thing I've been thinking about it too, because we're only 2 weeks into this journey, there's been a pretty amazing response to what we're up to. The other thing is, they say television should be a reflection of who we are. Well, who's reflecting... people like Nix, you know, who's the hero for a lot of our whānau out there who are really struggling, and I think Nix fits that space to go for our whānau to go, good on you, girl, kia kaha, we're in your corner, and her realness makes the show real. I mean, I'd be up north fishing now if I wasn't working on this show, so I'm quite keen to have a show that's real, has a point of difference, and people are going to get something out of.
You said that, you know, and I heard you say it in one of the clips I saw you guys talking together, Pure. You said it's such a one-dimensional representation often of any of us, actually, but particularly of Māori, of tangata whenua. Like, it's either, you know, there's the problems and the statistics thing, or there's the superhero thing.
Yeah.
And it's just very one-dimensional, and TV can do that to people. Whereas this is, it's everything. It's a whole human being with all that you've been through country, Nix, but with all that you've got to offer and all that you're fighting back with. And is this the kaupapa you think that you want for the show, like across a variety of people? Just more layers than we often get presented.
That is totally it. You can be our PR person. Just more layers. Like, come on, you know, it's time. It's time to be honest. You know, this country's going through some real struggles. I've got Pākehā whānau going, hey, bro, what's the story with the monuments being pulled down? I used to drive past that monument every day going to school. I didn't realise that guy was such a mongrel. And how do we as Māori have those conversations and let our Pākehā whānau be comfortable to have those conversations? We've got to get deep. We've got to peel back the layers. It's a really weird time globally.
One of the things that strikes me too, Nix, is how quickly this is happening. And kia ora to you for it, because no one's healing is ever complete after what you've been through. But to have come from where you were just a couple of years ago to where you are now, that really does take courage. And could you just take us back a little to why you reached out in the first place and started doing that Facebook? Like, just where was life at and what did you want to make happen?
Oh, so after the passing of my son, I spent 4.5 years trying to drown out that reality with drugs. And during that 4.5 years, you know, I was making, I've got my 17-year-old right here, and I remember calling him and I don't know how he's going to feel about this, but lying to him, lying to my parents, lying to my husband, the father of my younger children, telling everyone that I wasn't on drugs, that I was sober, you know, and I was blatantly lying. So when I got out of jail 2 years ago, nobody really believed me when I said, this is it. I really am going to try. I really am sober. And I think at that time, my words just meant nothing, you know, because I had let so many people down. So at that time, I really had nothing to lose. And I turned to Facebook and I put a video out there. And I started to see that everyone in New Zealand was sharing it around. I mean, I don't know what the reasons they were. It was probably because I had missing teeth. I was in Australia and I was making a cake out of a packet of Oreos and a can of Pepsi in the microwave. And I think people in New Zealand were like, who is this? What is her story? You know? And so they started sharing that video around. And I looked at that and I thought, wow, maybe I can start doing videos of me, you know, on this journey of recovery, and maybe they might share it around in New Zealand, and the father of my children might see that I'm actually really serious this time. And so I did that. The courts got me a job volunteering 5 days a week at a little cafe outside Sunshine Courthouse in Melbourne. And so I thought, well, I'm going to start doing little videos. 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm catching a bus to go over and volunteer at this cafe just to stay busy.
Kilda.
You know, I thought I'd whip my phone out and do a video of me catching a bus over to somewhere to go and attend my drug and alcohol counselling. And I just prayed that these videos were also getting shared around New Zealand and that he would see and think she's actually doing something, you know. And that's what happened. 3 months in, I got a message from my husband's mother, and she messaged me and she said, hey, look, we're actually watching your videos and we're cheering you on, and we just want to let you know when you're ready to come home, these kids are here waiting for you. And that was all the fuel I needed. So I started whipping that phone out more and more and more and more because I knew that they were watching. And that's pretty much, and I was, you know, at the same time, that was my intention, but I was also starting to accumulate a community of people that were cheering me on and also people that were kind of going through the same thing, and they were thinking, well, look at her, she's starting to do this, maybe I should jump on board. And we'll, and that's what's happened. There's a lot of people that saw that 2 years ago, and they are also 2 years clean with me. So, yeah.
I didn't know that last bit. That's amazing. And I think the other point is the fact that your motivation, Nix, and this is one of the things that we love about you, is your love for your tamariki. You're not doing this to stand in the light. You're doing this to get your kids back, and that will happen, you know. So, yeah, big ups to you. And there's a lot of people out there struggling, so we need to... Oh, don't say represent.
And it wasn't always glitz and glam, you know. I was not only pulling out that camera in the good times, but I was saying, hey, guys, I'm getting real bad anxiety.
Yep.
And I would talk about it, you know, because I didn't have anyone in the physical.
Yeah.
When I was in Melbourne and going to that, I didn't have any friends or anyone. So that online community became my friends, and I would pull that phone out and say, man, I'm struggling today. Really struggling. I'm getting triggered left, right and centre. I'm dealing with this anxiety. And they would say, hey, take a breather. Take a breath. You know, one thing at a time. And they were helping me. And, you know, yeah. And they're still right here. To this day, that same community is still right here. Literally, I'm on a little bit of a live over here, and they're watching me. but they were there when I was on that bus and dealing with my anxiety and things like that. So, yeah, it's awesome.
It is. Pure, before Nix became... you know, it's what you know. What I love, it's how organic this thing is. It's you know, it's not been scripted by people on the sixth floor and handed down to you. You know,
yeah, the machine hasn't eaten it up yet.
No, it's just doing its own thing.
And I won't let it.
Kia ora.
No.
Before that, too many people from Northland, though, I'm hearing. That,
yes. That up. And they think it's deliberate. It's not true. We love you all.
There's a conspiracy. But you, before it began to take its own form in this way, what was the pitch like? We were talking to you last time you were out doing Off the Grid, I think.
Yeah.
And there's been all sorts of wonderful projects. What did you want for it when you said yes to this one?
To this show?
Yeah.
It actually happened over lockdown, and I was talking to one of my mates at Māori Television, and I've always wanted to do a chat show. But as you said earlier in our kōrero, a chat show with warts and all. And, you know, we had Israel Adesanya on episode one. We didn't talk at all about his sport.
I know, I was jealous. I had Israel on just after he won the Sportsman of the Year award, and it was I got the full-on I am the man, which is his shtick, and good on him.
But,
and
you
then
know,
you get him and he just puts it all out there. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, it is gorgeous, but that's what we want to do. We want to talk to people about real things, and that's happening. I think we might scare a few people, but that's okay. Mm. That's my job to say, okay, we're going to push the waka out a little bit here, but stay with us, whānau, because this is valuable. And it's, you know, I love making TV. I love my job. But this just isn't another gig for me. And I've done a few. It's I'm really excited about the journey because I'm not sure where it's going to go.
What are you going to scare people with? I saw that skit with the mokopuna, the grown-up mokopuna, and you were the koro. And it was all about, I'm trying to think what this, someone in Australia, one grandchild in Australia, was selling merchandise and other granddaughter in Aotearoa was seeing this. Exactly, you were on both sides of the debate about appropriating
cultural appropriation.
Exactly, and it was a great debate all through comedy. But is that the sort of thing you're talking about? You want to have some of the conversations that people are a little bit frightened to have.
Oh, totally.
At the moment,
we have to, or else we're wasting air. We're wasting studio time. You know, come on. This once over lightly is not going to contribute to a good, healthy, robust society that's talking to each other. I mean, I don't know what we've got. Oh, we're actually filming today, aren't we, Nix? But I think we've got sexual diversity we're talking about today, Nix, and something else.
Matariki.
And Matariki, you know, stargazers and how that contributes to our, you know, how a lot of people are removed from the natural forces of nature and all that stuff. About comedy, about Uncle Tom type comedy, you know.
Raising awareness.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just fun. And it's not preachy. It can't be preachy or else we shouldn't be doing this. You know, the meat of the conversation, we've got to have the gravy as well. And we're having that. So, yeah, it's I'm really excited about wherever this goes.
We often don't like talking about life's griefs either. We like to we like to skim across them. And I mean that in the broadest terms. I know you both share a loss that is unimaginable to anyone not through it. You've both lost a child, and people have talked about that previously. And I'm sure that's a bond for you as well.
Yeah, it is.
But that's a particular kind of grief. But just the grief where things go wrong, where you find yourself in situations you never thought you were going to be, where you make mistakes. I suppose it's our, you know, it's the other side of social media, isn't it? All the shiny influencer fake stuff that dominates so much social media means we want to gloss over the stuff. And, Nix, you're just walking into it head on and saying, here it is, here's real life.
Yeah, this is me, because in my mind, you know, if I was to put a mask on every day, you know, that's going to be too hot.
A lot of people say that.
It's going to be too hot, and I'm going to be sweating just to make you feel comfortable.
Yeah,
you
and
know,
you're not.
So I'll put a mask on, and I'm like, no way, man, if you're uncomfortable, see you later. Because this is me, and I would rather have people there 100% for the real me than have a massive crowd who's only there to see bits and pieces. Oh, no way.
Hey, Catherine, can I just read you something? And Nix, it's too late because I'm going to... Can I just read you something to finish? Because I know we're running out of time.
Please.
I had a couple of down days. Nix and I spoke about having those lonely days about our kids. And her reply was, we're going to have those days for sure. Can't wait to give you a hug. I know he will be happy watching you thrive, okay? Mm-hmm. And then I wrote back to Nix saying, wow, thank you, sis, awesome. And then she writes back and says, I spend so much time down and crying pure, and someone told me when I'm sad, he's sad. We're talking about our kids here. When I cry, he cries. I'm starting to cry now. When I laugh, he laughs, and when I smile, he smiles. Let's make them happy, pure. Kiss, kiss. Man, God, I don't know. That is a strength that people can give to other people, and it's a strength that, you know, we give to each other and the rest of our crew and the rest of our whānau and hopefully people who follow what we're up to.
It's a lovely way to finish, but I had one final observation, Nix. Is it whakamā? Is that the Māori word for feeling shame, if I'm right? I think often what holds people back is they don't feel like they deserve their second chance, or they don't feel like they deserve the better life or the life they lost and want back. And there's a spirit in you, and I'm sure you have to deal with that. I'm sure everyone has to deal with that when they try. But there's a spirit in you that has overridden what can be maybe one of the biggest barriers to reaching out and just doing what you've got to do.
Yep. And to me, that comes from my children. The harshest comments that will hit me deep come out of the mouths of my children and my children only.
Yeah.
Anyone else, and I've received my fair share of negativity. Oh my God, people that had no faith that someone could rise from the ashes. My children, they had that faith, and now, you know, I get to, if it doesn't come out of my children's mouths,
Who cares?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
All power to you, both of you. Carry on the crazy waka journey.
Thank you.
People can find the show, Pure's new show, Te Re Tonight, on Māori TV. And you can find Nicola Nix Adams' Facebook page, which is Cook Te Whānau Kōrero with Nix. There's a link on our webpage. Kia ora and thank you both. Awesome. Kia ora,
thank you for your beautiful reel too, Catherine. Ka kite.
Yeah.
Ka kite anō.